Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Well, a three-judge federal panel has ruled that California's recently voter-approved congressional district maps were drawn legally. Republicans had sought to have the map tossed, saying Democrats used race as a factor while putting it together. So, Phil, using race as a factor is wrong, but using politics as a factor is right?
It's pretty amazing. You know, I agree with you. For years we were, sort of taught that gerrymandering was bad. That the idea of drawing districts in order to favor one party over the other and the gymnastics that involved about setting up districts that made no sense just in order to up your party's power were bad. And Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger went to the ballot and said, we're going to redo this and we're going to have non-politicians drawing the lines to make sure that they're fair and racially balanced and such. And in this case, the appeals court said, it's quite all right to do that. As a matter of fact, we favor it. You can't do it for racial reasons. You got to do it for pure power grabs. And the downside for the Democrats, however, is that the same deal applies in Texas. So while Democrats are redrawing California to get 5 additional seats if they can, the Republicans redid Texas. And I'm not sure where the rest of the country is, because the other moves in other states have sort of drifted away and fallen by the wayside as we've progressed through this election season and everything else that's going on.
So we still have further to go, but how big of a win is this for Newsom and the Democrats?
Well, it's a good win for Newsom and the Democrats in terms of public relations and, getting their fighting spirit back. Remember when Gavin Newsom announced that he was going to do this, it was a big jolt in the arm for the Democrats, who felt that somebody was fighting back, that they weren't just going to roll over and let Texas, redo its redistricting in an unfair way and sit back and take it. They said democracy was on the line, and $90 million later, they got voters to agree with them. They still got to win the seats, and there's a good chance that they're going to win at least 3 of the 5. And so we'll see how that goes when the final total comes out in Washington, D.C. It's going to be the same for the Republicans. Everybody's scrambling because the House margin is just down to 1 or 2 votes between the two parties. So there's a lot of, the Republicans want it in order to hold on to the House, although they're not doing much in the House. Congress isn't doing much. The Democrats want it in order to have a way to put the brakes on the Trump administration's agenda. So it's a fighting chance for the midterm, something that the Democrats weren't looking at a couple of months ago, but it's one that sort of cost them, I think, in terms of, I don't know, you want to call it ethics or whatever, but to saying that, it's a blatant power grab and that's what we're going to do.
What are you expecting when it goes to the Supreme Court?
pretty much the same. I think, you know, when you have the two appeals courts say it, and I think it goes to the Supreme Court, probably the same. And probably, the you know, even if there is a debate and it slowly makes its way there, it'll stand for this election. It's a new day in America, and that's the way it is. And everybody's lining up for the fight, and the Democrats are going to declare victory, the Republicans are going to declare victory, and we'll see what happens on the midterms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.